Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Ready? Zeichen Nishmas Daniel Shinemas Yeshua Falak. Okay, Rabbi. Today we're going to do Chazara of the Srara packets, the Shiri Halacha. And Bez Hashem, during the week, we'll finish up the Yom Kippur packets. So, page 11. Tein Divrei HaSifrei B'Inyan Srara B'Nashim. So, the Sifrei on the Pasuk, Som Tosim Alecha Melech. So, the Sifrei says, Melech V'lo Malka. And so that's the Sifrei. Then we have a Gemara in Yevamos on Memheim and Beis that talks about that the idea of being Bikarev Achecha, that the Srara has to be Bikarev Achecha, can't be from Geirim. So says that Rava Achshere the Rava Mari Barachel Umanya Bepursi the Bovel. So he was from a Mishpachas of Geirim. He was Mari. Here it says over here, he was from a guy that, not from Mishpachas Geirim, from a guy, Haba al Yisraelis. And he appointed him to be a gabbai. But Imo Yisrael, his mother was Jewish. So then he could be, he could have the position. And the Gemara says, Avogav domar mesom tosim alecha melech mikerev achecha. So it's okay. So here, nothing to do with a melech, but kol mesimos. It's a din of kol mesimos. Kol mesimos have to be mikerev achecha. It can't be from Kahal Geirim. So if Imo Mishrael is good. So the same thing, the question is, what about the drasha of the Sifrei of Melch Vulo Malka? Is that also Kol Mesimos is Melch Vulo Malka? Because the Rambam says Eman be the Melch Mekal Geirim, right? And then he says, Eman be the Isha B'Malchus. Hey, Kol Masim should be Israel, Manuim Ela Ish. So you see, the Rambam, even though the Gemara never uses the idea of Kol Masimos Lagabe Melch Velo Malka, it's only Lagabe the din of that you can't have a ger, but Rambam is pointed out here in the Farshim, the Rambam extends the Gemara and Yevamos to the din of Melech Velo Malka also. So all Mesimos have to be a man, Melech Velo Malka. And the Sefer HaChinuch, he only has the din of Melech Velo Malka by Malchus. He doesn't say it by all Mesimus. Because the Gemara never said it by all Mesimus. But the Sefer HaChinuch says that Eman b'idim isha b'malchus. But he doesn't say that it's a din of of Chol Masimus that it's only a man and not a woman. And what about, so Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Tshuva wants to say it's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Sefer Chinuch, that the Rambam says Malchul or Malch is only a din in Melech. I mean, the Chinuch says only a din in Melech. The Rambam says Malchul or Malch is in all Masimus. Because the Gemara says uses all the Masimus, has it only Lagabe Yer. So the Rambam says, so who a din Melech v'lo Malka? It's a din of Kol Masimus is Melech v'lo Malka. But the Chinuch only has it by Melech. So that was the, so Rav Moshe says, when he had the Shaila about a woman, Rebbetzin, taking over her husband's practice, her husband's kashrus organization. So he says that could be that according to the Chinuch, it would be okay, and according to the Rambam, it wouldn't be okay. But is a shas hadchak, because this is not malchus, but it's other mesimos. So, but here's a shas hadchak, so you can maybe rely on the chinuch. Yeah, we'll get to that. But Rav Bleich thought that. That they, maybe this is not even called a srara. Yeah. Being a mashkir. Yeah, because, you know, you can take a different heksher. You see, I thought if it's a kehila, like you're living in a kehila, the kehila has one heksher for the whole kehila, you know, the satmar heksher, whatever. So if you lose that heksher, you're not getting anything. You know, they're not going to take another heksher that's not the kehillah's. You know, you're in the kehillah. So then, I have sovereignty over. The mashkiach really has sovereignty. Here, he can lose the heksher, but so we'll go to someplace else. So, I wasn't convinced that that the whole heksher scenario is really considered a sror. The Noda Behuda. Has a thing here. He discusses the concept of Srara as well. That maybe it's only the original appointment. The first melech has to be mekerev achecha. But if it's melech ben melech, hamalchus yirush ve'netzorach sima chadasha, kein she melech aviv shub manim beno afil ein imo b'Yisrael, zekam hamalchus shal rechavam, so maybe what? It's only what? Ein mamidim melech. Okay, mom Yisrael. But if it's not a question of mamidim, so then maybe that's not part of this halacha. So lo hisya kray al som tasim alech melch mikar vachecha. Shtchil asim as hamelch reishis minuyon lo yeh el mikar vachecha. Vzeh b'melch rishon. Aval melch ben melch hamalchus yirusha v'yitzorach asim b'chadosha. Reish ein moshchim melch ben melch atav inin lindos lo shana ein lonim lo afil melch ad shemolach. What?
Well,
Right. So what would be an example that he would say is good? If voila.
The case that Moshe talking about, that was the case where.
So who was talking about?
With Moshe.
Yeah.
In his tuba, it was the case where her husband was doing it beforehand, and she was kviyachol yori said from her husband kind of. So maybe he would say that that would work. Even if it's not
a woman's not married.
Kviyachol. Kviyachol. They're not being married. The case.
Right. It's not a new appointment. She got it.
Husband
through her husband.
Getting it from her husband, did not appoint her stam out of the blue.
She wasn't employed.
Right.
It was a chavah. I'm saying maybe you could say that.
Right, in other words, so that would be a case. In other words, what is he come lafuke, the Noda Behuda?
He comes lafuke if Shmuel and Avi would have come to a woman and said, David and Melech was on it. Said that would have left, he would have appointed a woman.
Right.
That wouldn't be good.
And what would be good? What would be good?
Only had a daughter.
If Dara Mel had a daughter,
only a daughter,
and she could be the Melech.
She could be the
Malcha. Because we're not appointing, she's getting the Yerusha. So that's his word. You can't Mimana, the original appointment has to be Mikarev Achecha, has to be a man. But if it's not the original appointment, then not. So that was the Noda Behuda on page question 5. And the Ramosha was the Hashkacha thing we saw. Okay, that's 6. And then.
I think he married into the
right. They don't remember the
story. Right.
Yeah, okay. Then question 7. Tendivay Agrif, Smosha Minya, Mina Ger, the Rosh Hashiva. What about a Ger being a Rosh Hashiva? That's, could you appoint him? So he says like this. Words. You see, like Rabbi Black pointed out to me, there are two halachas here. There's one halacha about chazaka b'mitzvahs, and there's another halacha of srara. So the din of chazaka b'mitzvahs is. Face you were magid shir, say. So that could be maybe chazaka b'mitzvahs, but that's not necessarily a srara. It's a mag. So Rav Moshe Shita, based on the Rivashas, you can't. If a person has a chazaka b'mitzvah, he has that chazaka. You can't fire him. But then there's the din of srara. That's the din of melech v'lo malka. Is it in Srara? Like Rav Black says, Srara means kfiya. So he says, learning in yeshiva, he has an interesting approach to yeshiva. It's fascinating. He says, a yeshiva is a place where people come to learn when they want to. It's fun. Like Sundays, not everyone wants. They come when they want. So it's a place that people come to learn when they want. Right? We're not kofa anybody. We try to make it pleasant that people will want to come. But the Iker Tafkid Shel Yeshiva Hu L'lamed L'talmidim K'shem Rotzim. Yeah. Yeah, you come. You want to? Right, you come when you want. You come. Yeah. So Mamela, to be a magid shiur, that's not a srar. That's not a srar. You could have to show shiva. Yeah. Now, Mina is a Yeshua Kochlas as negative. Yeah. The Mina here, the Mlamed of Magit Shir, Mashkiach, or Philo Rosh Yeshiva. So he wants to learn from Shmai Vavtali. We'll talk about it. Luchot Smash of Labar, Lon Bedit, Yichuso. So the Mice of the Yeshua, and Mitzvah shall have them to give Mechayevs and Karvim, Hakim, Chol Yon. If you shall have you should go to Nira. Shame Hachshish, Mitzvah, Sayyid, Kufusayim, Kimish, Shal Mice, Asrara. Iker Tafkid shall yeshiva who lamed the Tamil Shem Rotsi. Rashi Kolch Lamanalim of Rashi Yeshiva al Tamil Salkam, or shall look Kabul Tom Khatkiv. Ah! In other words, they can expel the kid, right? Ain't the Elkamo Sror shall Balabai Sal Polo. Change the Mino the Sror Klau. Yeah, it's just like a Poyle's not doing his job. He's in Sror Sayyid in Elkamilo Tafkid. In your shall Asek. You see, Rav Moshe held that a Mashkiach is considered a Srara because you're doing something counter what the Balabais might want. But saying a Shia is not a Srara. Saying a Shia, and even the Menahel, he's claiming it's not a Srara. See, Rav Shach, though, works with the idea that if like a person has power, they can fire you, hire you. That's a sorrow. But like Rav Blai pointed out, even if it was not, something's not a sorrow, there's still a separate idea of chazaka, the mitzvah, not to be fired, unless he did something that's not qualified. So that's why he permits Rav Moshe the Ger to be the Magid Shir. And then Rav Moshe has this thing of the two types of Sraras. There's a Srara to Kfiya and a Srara of Kavod. Srara kfiya that a ger can't do, but a srara de kavod, that's not awesome. It's a kavod to be a rosh yeshiva. It's a kavod, you know. So a srara de kavod is not what a ger is also to do. A srara de kfiya, is. Okay. Question 8. Hein divrei Rav Yaakov Inyan Sror Benoshim. So Rav Yaakov Levinson, he wrote a thing I saw in Rav Blyth quote on page 20 and 21. He wants to say that this idea of Sror Benoshim, that it's Osir, has to be Dumya de Melech. It's only if it's a lifetime appointment. It's a lifetime appointment. Because it has to do me the melech. L'man yarech yomim al mamalachto. But if it's not a lifetime appointment, then it's not a din. Then that type of srara is not what they say melech v'lo malka. So he was talking about a situation in Eretz Yisrael where they have an election for 3 years or 5 years. So he thinks that a woman can have that position. Well,
yeah.
So that's an interesting nakuda that he's making. that a srara, the iser, is dumya, the melech, which mam yamim hu amamachto. And then that's question 9. So that's an interesting thing of Jacob Levinson.
So it's,
right. But he said, right, right, it's a chiddush. He's saying, since it's only 3 years, that's not Dumya the Melech. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Melech, right. Ooh. So Dumya the Melech, right. Yeah. Now the Amud HaYemini, Rav Shaul Yisraeli. Oh. He also says, page 23. Anir yeshiyish lodon b'nevchar v'aldas ha-bechiris ha-nohogos b'medina shiim bechir l'zman m'suyim. Ein abadim yoshim z'chus ha-ovos. Kein toch in v'vom k'yom g'yed d'matan z'chuyas yeshiyos l'hem l'sroar ha-tzibur v'ein abadim abay kolach ha-tzibur. V'shlichav l'fol ma-shayach l'tovas ha-tzibur. Because they voted in. Yeah, Rav Yisrael Rosen, he quotes, he says here, page 26, he says, Rav Shaul Yisraeli, wants to know if you could vote in a non-Jew. Can Emimus Banenu, Emham Gidre Srara? So ain't kind of gamrim tov srosh atar don alem. Because they're coming, they buy koach atzibur. They're the shluchim of the tzibur. So that's not a srara. A srara is you're imposed on the tzibur. But if you're voted by the tzibur, it's a different word. Rav Levinson wants to say it has to be a lifetime thing. Shaul Yisraeli says, whenever you're voted by the Tzibur, you're the Shliach of the Tzibur. So that's also a nice finish. So he would say that's not a Sraar. Like it means like he is there. Like, but like when there's a king, a monarchy. Now, how does the monarchy start? Yeah, but how does it work if it's not by the Tzibur? How do you get power?
I mean, Caesar.
What do you do with Julius Caesar? Caesar seized it. Right, so you, and how do you get power? Why should the people listen to you? How do you get the power? How do you control the military?
Okay,
in other words, so you took power, but if you just voted democratically, that's Rosh Hashanah Yisraeli's Kiddush. Then you're just a shliach of the tzibur. It's also a Kiddush.
What if they vote for them out? Even if the Tzibur decides to have a Melech,
had absolute power for it, right, that's what he's saying. That if you're voted in by the Tzibur, then you're just the Shliach of the Tzibur.
So if you're appointed by the Tzibur would be considered
non-fair? I guess.
Yeravam will buy it up. But the Tzibur decided on him. They didn't accept it because the Navi said. The Navi had to have said that.
Okay, but that's an interesting thing. The Omud Yimini. Rabbi Joshua Haff would like this Sefer, Omud Yimini. I think that's where I first heard it from. Sefer Omud Yimini here. As a Shal Yisraeli. Okay, ten divrei marim shik in zeh. So we said that marim shik had a question about gabei tzedaka. So there's some shnei gabayim sheminu hakol meaz legabei gabei tzedakum bekal adosam. There were two gabayim that were appointed. And they were there, and then one of them died. And the other one was Mochel and his covered. So they appointed two new ones, the sons of the first one. And then so the question is that a good appointment? Feel the shiva to it. Zocher b'toras chazaka shalavim. Is it a chazaka from their father or not? The darkei shalom. So he says, so he wants to say that maybe a chazakah, a mitzvah, you need a chazakah sheishi matayna. Taina. That you were given this. You were given the chus. So he says there are three things. Maram Shuk on page 9. He says like this. A person, there's a lost mitzvah. Say no one was eating shalosh shuris. So I decide, someone decides they're going to give shalosh shuris every week. They're going to sponsor. Now someone else wants to do it. So it's his mitzvah. Because it's just like a mitzvah's lost in the sea. And then someone, you lose your wallet, and then someone, you had yeish, and then someone zocher, he's zocher. So this mitzvah was a mitzvah avuda. And you took hold of it. So it's yours. That's not midin chazaka, that's like midin avuda. Or the kahal gave it to you. That's chazaka. Kahal gave it to you. That's chazaka. And the third thing is that the Kahal didn't give it to you, and it wasn't avuda, but you were doing it for a long time. So that's the din of Darkei Shalom, that they put the Erev in your house. So no one gave it to you, but that's when they started, that's what they did. No one said anything, and that's what happened. Darkei Shalom. So then, that's another din. That's not midin chazaka. That's midin darkei shalom. So the first geder is something that was the mitzvah was a lost mitzvah, and you reinstated it. So you were zocheh in the mitzvah. Or it was something that you were given to. The Kal gave it to you. So that's a chazaka, because he holds that you need chazaka sheishi matayim. So you have to have gotten the mitzvah from somebody. And so that's the real chazaka. So if you were appointed by the whoever, that's chazaka sheishi matayim. And then, if you would, no one ever gave it to you, you did it. In other words, when they started making the Erev in the community, you were there, and then they put it in your house. You decide, okay, I'll take care of it. No one necessarily appointed you to do it, but you did it. That's the way it's been doing. So if these Gabbaim were appointed, they have a chazaka. Well, almost any Michalim Lukal Klodim Lupsar, the almost can't do it. They can't just give it over. The new Gabbaim can't, the old Gabbaim can't appoint the new Gabbaim. Einan rotzim sheyusluchenu. The shliach beinan davka sheyubidas. If they would ask us, we would say not necessarily. So he says, in other words, they don't have the right to. The avos can't give to their sons. Whereas if they only had it made darchei shalom, then it doesn't go be Yerusha. Could be if they had a real chazaka. I think he's saying if it's just darchei shalom, that the darkei shalom doesn't go be Yerusha. A real chazaka could go be Yerusha. And a real chazaka means that you were given yeshiva latayim. Chazaka de mitzvos. Chazaka de mitzvos. He was. They were given. Yeah. So it could be it was Golem. Yeah.
So
yeah. What?
If
the mitzvah was. That was if he was a boy, right? That it goes. It could go to be Yerusha. So Chazaka. Yeah. So they should be time to go to be Yerusha also. That's a. Yeah, that's what I heard. No, they mean real srara for the din of Melech Malka. Real srara for the din of Melech Malka that you need a real srara. But Chazaka B'mitzvahs is not the same din of... So we talked about Yerusha before or we talked about Melech Malka? Yeah, what were you saying, Yoni?
For Abuda, does it, is that also a proper
name? Avuda means it was like this hefker.
Saying Yerusha Gur.
Yeah. Avuda, I don't know if it goes. Does Avuda, he wants to know what's the din of Avuda, does it go be Yerusha? Because he had three dinim, the Maram Shirk. Avuda, and Chazaka Sheishim Bataina. And then Darkei Sholem. So what would be the din of Avuda? What do you think? So he says, yeah. He says, Kosh. Yeah, because he was Zolcher. So that it goes to the kids. But maybe not even Chazaka. But then he's not even sure that by Chazaka, because he says that. The Chelek HaBei is in the paragraph of Vilav Hachi on page 9 on the left side, who says of Vilav Hachi Chashali Eich Zagdal Lomi Yishil Barim Chazaka the Bishlomah B'Chelek HaRishon the Leilik Meimerke of B'Chelek HaBei Surat Mikorach B'Chila Enir Pashad Yicholim Lomi Lavaseichem Achal Nivlo Lachem Ovis Shoyu Yikirei Kartiv Asak Do HaBei Lutov Asakol. So then he's. Feeling lovely is plugged with. So he's not even sure about the second one, right? I don't know if that means, because they could say, we only gave it to your father, we never, who says we like you. So he says, that's a machloikis. I think he's saying that if, you know, the first one, about a hefker, then father saved Charles Shudders in the community, so then the son keeps him. The second one is not pashut. Whether if it's midin chazaka, because you could say the people only gave it, the community only gave it to the father because they liked the father. For son, they're not. And the third one, when it's only Darkei Sholem, then he thinks for sure is not Birusha.
In
other words, in yeshivas, where the son is here, right, so that's, he says, machloikas. Maybe it works, maybe it's not. It doesn't.
That's
what's up. Yeah, unless it's a family owned yeshiva, that's a different story. Then it's their family. Yeah. So that's the Marashik. Okay. Tain divrei Marsham. That we did last week. 2 weeks. Ben Yisrara. So we saw the Marsham. He says it's a din of minui. You need a minui. The near the dafka be minui sror shaykh. It's a satark of melech the shoter. The gear also leos beshum minui. You name it chazan. Gear also leos. Has to be a minoy. Usrar. But if it's not a minoy, you say, what about a chazan? He says, chazan, maybe it's just a poil. Ain't a b'chal minoy. The head shochet of Odin. We need for the minion for medical soon. That's a show. Yeah. So the Marsham says it has to be a Srara or a Minoy. We're doing Chazara and Srara. The Ger also deals with Shum Minoy. Do you name it Chazan Abim? So could Ger be a Chazan? I mean, the shul has a Shlich Tzibur. The shuls have Chazanim. So could the Ger be? So he said maybe that's not a Srara. It's a Minoy with a Srara. This is just a poil. What's this? He doesn't have a Srara, especially if you say Rav Leich has a Srara. His Srara is he can decide which tool we're going to use for Kel Adon. But, besides that,
the Srara to decide which, I mean, you're going to take people's time like that.
That's right.
We can't.
Tell you that Chuvas Rad Hoggis binyan in Mutar Limnos Gear Larav. So Sternbach has a thing. So first he says a Gear could be a Ram in the Yeshiva. Because it's no Srara. And therefore a Ram Yeshiva ain't a Srara of a Lomorish Lubanov. Right, so Rav Sternbach holds that there's no Yerusha on the Magid Shir. V'odami l'mel chushashro z'yikon kibud v'gam morishin osam. Yeah. Right. Kolo domi lemelech ushar so you can kibud v'gamba rishim or something. Because that's a srara, so you're morish a srara. It's like it has to be dumi de malchus. So Rav Levinson said dumi de malchus that it's full point, but he says dumi malchus means that it's a srara, dumi de melech. So melech it goes birusha. So Srara goes Birusha. So this doesn't necessarily go Birusha, but still, you like you said, you still have a, like Rav Leich said, still it's Chazak of the Mitzvahs. But you could appoint. Now, what about, could he be a Rav of a shul? So he says, a Rav is not just a Paskin Shilas. If he's just a Paskin Shilas, so that's not a Sarar. But he has other Tafkidim that maybe have some Sarar element to them. What?
Besides where the funds are allocated.
Or... yeah. Okay, the Daiti Royal maybe the gear shouldn't be remember the shoe. Because maybe there's some type of sarara there. I mean, if you say like Rav Black is kfiya, so Rav Black said it depends upon what the Rav does. Okay. But he says that for to be a Rami Yeshiva for sure. And Rav Moshe also. Because Rav Moshe Shita, Rav Kolbe, Rav Moshe said, Yeshiva is a place that people come to learn when they want to. That's his idea of what Yeshiva is. You come to learn. Well, I don't know, have everyone today with, the Menalim today would like this. But he said, Iker, I'm quoting from Moshe, Iker Tafkid She Yeshiva Lamed Le Talmidim Kishayim Rotsim. Okay. Take divrei Rambam in Yisrara Begerim. We said there's no Yisrara Begerim, and it's all the Mesimos.
Al
Kamadoros, right? What does the Rambam say? He says. Yeah. Kol Asraras applies to Achete Imo Yisrael. So if Imo Yisrael, then you're okay. But what about the Shach? The Shach says Vagabos Asraru. This is what Rav Black said. Gabos means. Gabos is not like a gabbai who gets the aliyah. That's not gabos. Gabos means that a guy can come to your door and say, "Okay, I'm taxing you for the dinner journal, so you have to get, you know, you have to pay money for this and that, you know." So that's a srar. You know, the fact that he gets the aliyah and he doesn't get the aliyah, that's not srar. It's just dumb, you know, stuff. But. When the Shach says Gabos is a Sror, it's not because he can decide who gets Mafter and who gets Shishi and who gets Shlishi. It's because the Mashkanin al Tzedaka.
But what if the person who gets Aliyah
has to get
the Aliyah?
You
chose the client.
Right?
You chose the
client. Maybe. He could give it to you
and then
force you
to give it
anything. Why? Makes me not make me happy, right? What is it? You're always getting something in return, so you just regular long play.
Yeah. Okay, Tain Divrei HaGil Yomar Shah. So Gil Yomar Shah says that you can't appoint a ger to the Gabbai Tzedakah. Okay, also them knows he's a Gabos Srara. You see the Shach is talking about the Shulchan Aruch's case that a kupa ate a nigbeis al apachas mishnayim. That when you go around you have to collect with two people. Because it's a srara. So the Gilyom and the Shach says it means because he mashkin and all that stuff. The Gilyom Mashah applies it, so therefore a ger can't be a Gabai tztaka. But again, gabay tztaka means when there's kfiya. Like Rav Bleich said, when there's kfiya about tztaka. What?
We
put our ear, yeah. Yeah, you can, yeah, you can be a head of a tzaddik organization even if you're a gear.
You usually these positions are not chosen by the team.
Yeah.
So he said chosen by the team with a Novgra.
According to Rav Yisrael, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So he said that even a guy with Tzaddik is chosen by the team with a Novgra.
You mean even if he's Kofar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he talked about the elections as well. Once they're elected, they could be, the government is able to be Kofar to pay.
Right. That's a good point. Good point.
So
it's also, general, sort of defined by answer to
the meeting. In the sense that you should be asked, who's really going to foresee the money that
the Kihila, really came, like... The Kihila,
the Kihila. The Kihila, why did it... Oh. Yeah, the Kihila. What's that considered, though, that he has a source?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, then 16 is the Tshuvas on Haggis. We did that already. I don't know why I repeated this question. And then last week we were doing Packet Tests. So we were doing, we didn't do the Chasam Sofer. There's the Chasam Sofer on page 18. Right, so last week we were talking about Shmari Vavtalion, right? We discussed. See, that's on the next Bechina, really. But let's see what the whether they were really Geirim or they weren't Geirim or Hiksha Mishmai V'Avtalion for Geirim Mamish. The Rambam seems to say, we said the, some Peshitta says if you're Mekabel, that's okay. There's a tomb of Kabbalah, some Malf Mahani, a few of the Foshas. So he says, "Shani Huna bar Nosin the make of Kaifler of Ashi. Shahuna Yerem Roshkalusa, we had Sadi Gomer, a Kaifler of Rosa, well, either for he loved him." So Avos lo chachashim lulav nebizir klal kam Korchet Bolim, Dolim El Roshim, Gimelach, O Shahim Zer David. Ina Chari 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 So the Tumim says you can be Makabel. Because before Hillel, in the Nasi and the Ov Bezdin weren't the head of the Sanhedrin. Sorry, Chacham Hayu, Bnei Mason Lomali, Tachtem Hayu, Spanim Rosh Yeshiva, Shri Gdol of Torah. Tech Apel, Amirin, Begitin, Shani Huna, the make of Kayaf, the Ravashi. Achanam Hayu, Berchel, Bnissim, Ad Hillel, Az Nogu, Bnei Meser, Anov Yeser, Rishu, Lehillo, Torah, Gdol of Mokham Echad. Chain Hayu, and Az Chol Zerach Hillel, Olol Fneza. Tehlechol, Kichoshiv, Agzugos, Dil, the plead the smicha, my little hush and I'm very serious. You were for the hill, Shem Kibo Hill and Siusov, I know my domo in a love of plead of a smicha, a kahush of Hassam of Hill, Mandel Poly, for all the others look the hush of the name of Sarah, Bob, Kabo, Misha Kibo, we keep on the head of Korkaloy, we could do them, and rush him up in Malach, or she observed of it. Every Shivu Barash, we know Sela Masho Shivu Barash, we knew Nossi, Shay Minu, Ninu, or the Shay Mzacha Hill. Shay can also be fun of. So there were two things. The Sibar Batsa Satora and the Nossi. So two separate things. Shrei Milan, Shnei Mzacha Hillo, because he had Torah Gedula, but Shein can also be fond of Prophets that noted Das Atum and El Dvor Noches. So what is he saying? That before Hillo, it was what? How do you understand this? How do you understand? Before Hillo, what? It was just, there was one person just who was a big Talmud Chacham, and one person was the Nasi. Right, but so what? So that's how he gets the Shema of Avtalion. How do you say it from Ari? On page 18. He says, Nesiim b'harbatzas Torah, lo l'chokul mishpat. So is that what he's saying, what Shema of Avtalion were? Nasi clearly had power on the Bezna. How is he answering the question? That they were only Nasi and Rabbatsa Satora. See, Hillel was the Nasi of Rabbatsa Satora and he was the Rosh Sanhedrin. But maybe before that it was split up. You can then be a Nasi Baharbatsa Satorah, means you give Shiurim.
What's the difference between Nasi and Abbezin? You know that the Shmaik is not saying that Abbezin is Abbezin. What's the difference between it's not Abbezin? That's a Baharbatsa Satorah, they just, they don't decide to measure Mishpat? Or
an
Ogden
and a Bashoff for that matter?
Yeah.
It's a Buflo. It's a Buflo. It's like an advisor. Yeah, so how do you think the Chasam Sofer is explaining? What do you think the Chasam Sofer is saying? Ezra, what do you think the Chasam Sofer is saying?
Well,
I'm trying to go on page page 19. Because he's saying that that things changed before Hillel and after Hillel.
After Hillel,
it became a Yehuda. Hashmaya tell you when?
Hashmaya and Tal you were before Hillel.
Right.
Like he says the Rosh Yeshiva weren't as big. I mean, I didn't see the whole thing yet. He says, in the field inside, we call
the Vilna, Ida will have a pligi, the smicha, hakachashiv, has a few man, the others loaf, the hushel, who's named Serikal, the Kabbalah, the Misha, Kibo, me, Krakalahi, Migdolim, Elah, Roshim, Alpi Melach, Oshia Reserve, the Inachav, the Nasim, Barbatsas, the Torah, Lol, Choku Mishpat. So
they work from Zara Dhamma, right?
Yeah.
That's what he says.
Yeah.
So what is he saying? That beforehand there wasn't really a Srara, maybe? The Nosi and the Avesda. What do you say? So it wasn't really a Srara, so then there wasn't a problem. But he says something about being a Nosi for Harbatzis HaTorah. I'm saying beforehand.
They were the Nazi and not based in, but they didn't have ultimate power over Dina Nefasos.
Right, so what were they doing?
They were the Yeshiva, they were...
So what does Nazi Vav Bezdin mean?
It means... They passed the law, Tatora, but they weren't so for Dina Nefasos.
Right. So therefore, it wasn't a Srara.
So that could be that thing. On how could they be dealt with that in the first?
So the answer is they weren't.
I think that's what it's saying.
Yeah, okay.
We assume that the generation before was done in the first.
Right. Yeah.
So we just assume it skipped the generation?
Yeah.